Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Donald Trump took a short break from fending off the Epstein pedophile allegations to speak at the McDonald's Impact Summit 2025, where he continues to gaslight the American people around the holiday season and tell them that prices are coming down, as he does in this clip here.
We are doing better than we've ever done as a country. Prices are coming down and all of that stuff. And, you know, they talk about different terms for that. But I will tell you that nobody has done what we've done in terms of pricing. We took over a mess.
I mean, yeah, nobody has done what you've done in terms of pricing. Nobody has inherited an economy that is getting better and then ruined it to such an extent with tariffs that people are now struggling even worse. The imagery of him standing there at the McDonald's Impact Summit, nationally loved in the background, while gaslighting about prices coming down. I'm joined by Micah Irfan. Micah, what do you make of all of this? We want to go through some of the economic news that Donald Trump has been blindsided with in the past 48 hours. But first of all, lay the groundwork here.
Yeah, I mean, so he keeps claiming that prices are actually down when the data from his own administration actually shows that's not true. I'm looking at the consumer price index from released by the federal government, and it shows that inflation has increased and actually accelerated since Liberation Day. We've seen especially high inflation when it comes to food prices, double-digit inflation for vegetables, substantial inflation for things like meats and produce. And this has actually been so substantial that Trump has started to roll back some of his own tariffs. We saw that the White House announced this past week that we're getting rid of tariffs on items like beef and coffee because the inflation was so dramatic. So for him to be contradicting not only his own policies, but his own administration, well, it's frankly not surprising, but it is a bit embarrassing.
He's legitimately backtracking on his own policies. And you guys are going to find this data to be super interesting. So this chart right here shows the 23 states that are now in a recession. This map of the United States is color-coded to show you states in a recession or at a high risk, states that are treading water, and states that are currently growing or doing well. You can see that 23 states are now in a recession and 11 more states are close to it. The last time this many states entered a recession at once was in 2008. Back then, unemployment hit 10% and foreclosures doubled within 18 months. Well, guess what? Unemployment among young people, which is an early indicator of a weakening economy, is up. Unemployment among Black Americans, which is an early indicator that the economy is weakening, is up. The unemployment rate is increasing, and there's a few other indicators that we can go through while we look at this map. So for the state of Iowa's economy in particular, the state of Iowa's economy has been hurt by tariffs, by farming industries being smacked, and by manufacturing industries fleeing the state. The state of Iowa is in a deep, deep recession uniquely. This is a red state that voted for Trump, and they are currently in a recession. Micah, what do you see when you read this map? What do you notice?
Yeah, I see that Trump ran on helping states like Iowa. Iowa was one of the states that he flipped initially in 2016 with the promise of industrial renewal. And he has destroyed the economy of the state to an extent that no other president simply has. Not only did he destroy the export market for Iowa's essential soybean industry, but he gave $40 billion to Argentina to help their soybean industry compete against American companies. And that's one of the reasons why the Democrat, Rob Sand, is actually polling ahead of the Republican for governor in what is traditionally seen to be a red state. It's also one of the reasons why Joni Ernst, the Republican senator, is deciding not to run again, because she doesn't want to be the Republican senator that loses to a Democrat in November. Trump is destroying his own base's economic future, and it's hurting him a lot in the polls.
And the best part is, well, not the best part, it's pretty grim, but the craziest part is he then goes on stage at the effing McDonald's Impact Summit and he gaslights. And this clip, he seems to imply that he's going to get prices down to the levels that they were at during his first term. He's trying to convince people that they're getting the same prices they were years ago when inflation is embedded into the economy. Inflation is rather embedded. Take a look at this clip.
Chief executive and your chairman and everybody else, they tell me, prices at McDonald's are coming down. It's moving It's moving down. Unfortunately, they were so high in the last administration that people aren't that happy because it was so high. So even though it's coming down and coming down a lot, they want to see where it was, like when I was president. And we'll be getting it very close to that number, maybe even better, depending on what we do with energy. But the energy is coming way down.
He seems to imply that he's going to get prices to a better point than they were at in his first term, which is not possible. Definitely not possible. As he's saying this, like literally the same 48-hour span where he's out there giving these speeches, gaslighting, we saw Verizon announcing mass layoffs. We saw other tech companies get smacked. And this is not just a problem happening across the earth. I mean, yes, AI may be a bubble that pops. This is a huge debate that's going on. But if you take a look at this chart right here, it's not just AI. It's also Trump's horrible economy. Tech industry layoffs around the world in 2025 have disproportionately harmed the United States more so than any other country. And this has happened again in the year of 2025. There is nobody else that you can blame. There is nobody else that Trump can shirk responsibility to. At the same time, Trump's efforts to reindustrialize the economy have been a disaster. According to Southern Business and Development, project activity in 2025 has been the worst in 35 years. If you look at indicators that track investment into the United States in manufacturing plants, there are indicators that show manufacturing investment in particular, it is down since Trump got into office, meaning this is what he's doing, placing tariffs on countries en masse, claiming he's doing it to reshore manufacturing, but it's not. Companies are fleeing, and the main reason why is because there's no long-term incentive for them to actually reshore manufacturing. When all of his tariffs are signed via executive order over and over and over, no actual continuity between his administration and the next, then no company is going to be making 10 to 20 year plans. So, Micah, I guess I want to know how you think this is going to work politically for Trump. Biden lost a lot of popularity because he was somebody who said the economy is getting better, but people weren't feeling that. Donald Trump is doing that shit on steroids. He's saying prices are going down when all prices are going up. How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, Trump is making all of the same mistakes as that Biden did, but he's making them with more intensity. And he's actually responsible for the bad state of the economy. Under Biden, he was dealing with a global supply chain issue that led to inflation in every industrialized nation in the world. And he tried to pass evidence-based bipartisan policies to help get our economy back on track. And that's one of the reasons why we had the best recovery of almost any developed country in the world. Meanwhile, under Trump, he took a growing, well-positioned economy and he destroyed it with the largest tax hike on Americans in history. And that's one of the reasons why we're seeing so many negative consequences. We're seeing companies lay off workers because they don't have money because they're paying enormous tariffs. We're seeing them raise some prices because they have to in order to keep their companies afloat. And yeah, some Republicans are pointing to some prices going down under this administration. And what they don't realize is that to the extent that some prices might be going down, that's because our economy is heading towards a recession, as even the Treasury Secretary of the Trump administration acknowledges, Scott Bessent. He says some sectors of the economy are in a recession. And whenever you enter into a recession, yes, some prices come down, for the worst of all possible reasons, because people don't have money to buy those particular things. That is not a good direction for the economy to be going in. And I think that's one of the reasons why Trump's approval rating on the economy is down to 33%, and it's just going to get lower from here.
Dude, not only Scott Bessent, not only has he been sounding the alarm, the Treasury Secretary, but Ben Shapiro. I've been listening to him kind of rag on Tucker Carlson and the Nick Fuentes types. He's been talking a lot about the Civil War, and it's important information for my videos. But he made this video the other day about the U.S. economy basically about to enter a recession. And as I was listening, I typed down a few of the things he was saying. He legitimately is bearish on the fundamentals of the U.S. economy. Conservative figures who are not only in power, but who are pundits, the people who are paying attention, are not confident in the U.S. economy. And I'm not saying this to scare anybody. I'm saying this to point to the consequences of MAGA's vote. But he said, we currently, this is not a quote verbatim, but he said, we essentially have high consumer prices that people are feeling because they're embedded into the economy. We also have corporate layoffs that are accelerating rapidly. We have fragile confidence in the economy and in the market. which is combined with an over-reliance on AI projects, which is about to probably pop soon, institutional divestment, weak financial markets, rising foreclosures, and bankruptcies are increasing. These are not just cherry-picked indicators. These paint a broader picture of a pretty bad economy that didn't have to be this bad. Under Biden, people weren't comfortable with the economy. People weren't feeling amazing, but we were at least steady-handed. You can picture a steady hand going through and trying to fix things. This dude is whipping around a chainsaw, cutting off the heads of our allies while somehow not touching Russia and North Korea. But any closing thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the economic policies of this administration and you wonder how they're supposed to help anybody. Aside from the tariffs, which we talk about a lot, let's think about mass deportations. They said that whenever we do mass deportations, the price of everything will come down. There'll be more housing available for Americans. Wages will go up. We've seen none of that. They've deported 2 million people and everything is more expensive and there's less jobs for Americans. It's almost like their vision for how the economy works was wrong all along. And the economists were actually right. The effect of the deportations has actually been to make the economy even worse. Now, those 2 million people, which almost exclusively were workers, are not contributing to our economy and are not paying taxes, making our economic situation a worse position. Also, they've done enormous benefit cuts to the social support programs that Americans rely on. Again, how is that supposed to help Americans? I don't understand why Republicans are confused by this. They had an economic agenda about destroying the position of the working class. They've been implementing it, and then they get confused on why that's unpopular with the working class. A message to the Republican Party is this: if you want normal Americans to like what you're doing to the economy, why don't you try making their lives better for once?
Well said. For Mockler Media, this is Adam Mockler and Micah Irfan. All right, I love you all. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.